Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living in the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Happy New Year, everybody. Today, we're going to start off the new year with a wonderful show, one I'm looking very much forward to, because it's something that's very dear to me, sound and the voice and healing. And we're going to speak with two experts today, Mr. Jonathan Goldman and his wife, Andy. And we're going to speak about the importance of sound. Mr. Goldman is an international authority and pioneer in the field of sound healing. He's a renowned writer, musician, and teacher, and the author of several books, including Healing Sounds, The Divine Name, which won the 2011 Visionary Award for Best Alternative Book of the Year, and The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. He's a Grammy nominee. His award-winning recordings include Chakra Chants, The Divine Name, and Reiki Chants. He's the founder and director of the Sound Healers Association and CEO of Spirit Music. He was named as one of Watkins Mind Body Spirit magazine's 100 most spiritually influential living people. His wife and partner, Andy Goldman, is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy. She's the director of the Healing Sound Seminars and co-director of the Sound Healers Association. She's also a musician, teacher, and sound healer, and she's also an award-winning author. They have co-authored several books. The most recent is Chakra Frequencies, which is the winner of the Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book of the Year. And their new best-selling book is called The Humming Effect, which has just won the 2018 Gold Visionary Award for Best Health and Healing Book. So one of the things that I love about you is that you guys have dedicated your lives to the practice of service, helping people awaken to their own power and how they can heal themselves. And I think in this day and age, that is a skill that everybody needs to hone. And so I want to welcome you both to the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. George, we are delighted to be here.
It is a blessing to really be sharing with you and your audience, because this work is so profoundly powerful, and it's also something that everyone can take part in. What a blessing.
It is a blessing. It doesn't involve a prescription. It doesn't involve paying money. It's you. It's your voice, and it's your innate power, isn't it?
Right. And in fact, one of the things that we love so much about working with sound is that we have it within our own body, mind, and spirit to shift and change our moods, our stress levels, our consciousness, really, with our own voice.
That's fascinating. I don't think people tend to really think of it that way. And we think of the voice speaking to people, but it's not just that. I mean, I know that when you listen to music, for example, that sound, that frequency, the energy that you give and take with music, that's what we're talking about on a different level. You being able to create that sound and vibration yourself. Am I correct?
Totally. And listen, I'm just going to suggest that there are two basic ways that sound affects us. The first is called psychoacoustics, and this is where the sound goes into our ear, into our brain, affecting our nervous system, our heart rate, our respiration, our brain waves. And so when we listen to music, when we listen to the voice, when we listen to any type of sound, so just wanting to suggest that even with our conversational voice, this can be incredibly healing just when we speak and people receive that. That's number one. And the second way is called vibroacoustics. And this is where the sound literally goes into the body on a cellular level and affects us down to our DNA. And this is also very real. And we're going to be talking about this too. And there's certain forms of sound, and particularly our voice, that have an extraordinary vibroacoustic effect as well.
Well, and the lovely thing too about knowing that we have our voice and we have that innate power within us, the way that we speak, you're absolutely right. I mean, it really carries a lot of energy. And one of the things that we do work with is intention. Mm. And Jonathan created a formula, 35 years ago, maybe, frequency plus intent equals healing. And so the sounds that we're making, when we encode on those sounds, those intentions of healing, of positivity, of gratitude, of appreciation, all of that gets relayed out into the world via our voice.
That's fascinating. It just made me think what you just said. I just had these memory of when you're a child and they tell you sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt. That's not true, is it? So if your intention and your tone and what you're saying to somebody, that can be a weapon, can't it?
Oh my goodness gracious, yes. You know, we can bless somebody and really encode them. And we will talk about the scientific evidence for this, but you can also do the opposite, whether you're yelling at somebody or even, believe it or not, if someone is lying to you, you may not consciously be aware of that, but your, for want of a better term, your electromagnetic system and your subconscious brain will be able to pick up this information, and you will be able to encode it in yourself as being a lie. It's fascinating.
That is fascinating. And actually, now that I'm more attuned to how my body works, it's like your solar plex. For me, your solar plexus, you get this little twinge when something's not quite right, or you're hearing something that doesn't jibe with you. That sounds like it's the mind-body experience where it's manifesting as a physical response to something that doesn't fit with what someone's saying.
Oh, exactly. And in fact, what was coming to me, Dr. George, was that, you know, we feel it in our gut. You know, I've got this gut feeling that something is really not right, or something is really great. You know, that is where we do feel it. And so we are constantly involved in this feedback loop of our bodies and how they relate to the outer world. And our voice is just that beautiful channel.
Right. There are about a gazillion things that I want to go into right now, but I'm getting the, if you like, call to suggest to your listeners how sound actually can heal. Would that be appropriate?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the idea on a, if you like, level of understanding that both our ancient mystics and our modern quantum physicists tell us is that everything is in a state of vibration. And in fact, we have, in the beginning was the Word, and the Lord said this idea that everything is in a state of vibration. And whether it's going around from the electrons moving around the nucleus of an atom to stars and distant galaxies moving around their suns, they're in motion and they're conceptually creating vibration. And this is the same thing as with our body. Every organ, every bone, every tissue, every part of our body is, if you like, in a state of resonant frequency, and we say we're in sound health when we're feeling good. And we are like this overall wonderful orchestra that's playing the symphony of the self. But what happens if the second violin player loses their sheet music? They begin to play out of tune, out of harmony. Pretty soon, the rest of the string section is playing off, and very soon, the entire orchestra is playing off. And this is akin to a part of our body vibrating out of ease, out of harmony. In fact, when this happens, we say it is diseased. And the concept of using sound as a healing modality, and this also goes with almost every other alternative sound therapeutic level, whether it's chiropractic, light therapy, electric therapy, magnetic therapy, even acupuncture works with this idea that what if we could somehow restore the sheet music to the string player? What if we could somehow restore the correct vibrational resonance to that part of the body that's vibrating out of ease or out of harmony? It's very simple, and yet it's a profound thought.
And of course, if we can restore that part of our body back to the resonant frequency, one of the ways that we do that is through the voice and through what we call toning, you know, elongated vowel sounds or whatever. There are a variety of different sounds that people can make with the intention to maybe go to that part of the body that is out of sync or whatever. But Dr. George, what I really want to talk about is the hum.
Right, but we have a. Do you have any questions right now that you would first like to present to us before we go into that one?
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm going to take our first break because I do have questions and I don't want to cut you off in your response. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in the Solution. We're speaking with Jonathan and Andy Goldman, and you can go to their website, healingsounds.com. To look at what they do. There's MP3s that you can download. It's a wealth of information. And I understand you're going to have the 20th Annual World Sound Healing Day coming up on February 14th. And people can get information about that on your website, right?
Oh, indeed. And that's such a glorious thing. So I'm just going to take a moment and do a blurb for World Sound Healing Day because it's the 20th annual one. And if you like, this is an event that happens on Valentine's Day where people throughout the planet create a sonic Valentine to resonate with what we call the Gaia Matrix or the field of consciousness of our Mother Earth. And it's extraordinary. We like to think at this point that we perceive it as being, believe it or not, vibrational medicine for the planet. Because I think a lot of people would agree that our Earth is hurting right now and we need to help her as much as possible. So indeed, either healingsounds.com or we've actually just reopened and reinstigated our website, worldsoundhealingday.org, that people can go directly there and find out about different events that are happening or even create an event. Because you don't have to be a musician. You can be a poet. You can be a guided meditation person. You can do so many different things because sound is just everything is vibration. So if we do it with the energy of love and compassion, then it's a good sound.
Well, I think my question, just to harken back to before the break, you just opened the door for me on that. The power of positivity and the resonance and the order of your body working in sync. That's the opposite of disease. I mean, I've seen videos where somebody prays and it's water and it's completely ordered. And then there's this chaos when people have negative thoughts and speak in a way that's toxic. That to me, I mean, since we're 70% water, I can only imagine how that promotes health, how that promotes the feeling of, as I say, ease. And most disease is coming from stress, from disorder, from something negative. And if it can be overridden, and if you could have the ability to do that without something that's not natural, that's a win-win, I think.
Well, it is absolutely a win-win. And you know, when we think about our bodies being 70% water and how sound affects water, think about using our own voice to affect our own bodies. Our bodies are water. So much of our bodies are fluid. And so being able to utilize our voice through the intention of positivity, of healing, of opening up to a higher level of consciousness even. We can do that all through our voice. And a lot of people don't know that the voice is such a powerful tool that they've got right there to use anytime they want it. And of course, anytime they want it, they can do some deep breathing and then they can begin to tone and put a sound on that breath. And that will definitely lower those stress levels.
And I want to get a little more cosmic with it because I bet you're talking about the work of Masaru Emoto, who is a Japanese scientist who photographed these water crystals and exposed them to different frequencies. And what he found, of course, was that the discordant and disharmonious frequencies created an image that looked like mud. And the images that were created by, shall we say, powerful, positive imagery look like snowflakes. And with that in mind, one of his most extraordinary ones is polluted water from the Fujiwara Dam in Japan. And this is a, you know, the first photograph is literally, it looks like mud. And then he had a Buddhist priest chant a sacred mantra over the water for about 20 minutes. And the next photograph looked like a snowflake. And we always say to people, okay, if this is possible, if you can literally clean up the water with sacred sounds, how much of our body is not water? How much can we not change and shift with positive, sacred, healing sounds?
That's an amazing thought. That gives us the power as people back, instead of depending on sources that I'm not sure at this point are working in harmony with humanity. And your book, The Humming Effect, it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, just humming can actually produce this resonance, right? You talked about tonality and humming. Can you be more specific? How can somebody start the process, and what do they need to think about?
So real quick, the first thing we'd like to tell you before we go there is why humming? Because we have been combined in this field for more years than you can imagine, probably a half a century between us and me almost there by myself. But, bottom line is we've worked with sacred chants, harmonics, different mantras from different traditions, prayers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they are all very, very powerful. But we have found that a lot of people, oftentimes when we ask them to work with their own self-created sounds, particularly, they have just so much judgment encoded upon their voice that even, singing a note or toning or whatnot provides challenge. So we said to each other one day some years ago, gee, what is a sound that everyone can make?
And Dr. George Jonathan and I looked at each other and we just went,
Because you don't know anybody, and we have thus far not met anybody who has difficulty humming.
Well, we've never heard anyone say, I'm just not a very good hummer.
Right, I'm out of tune,
And also, we like to call the work that we do conscious humming, because certainly you can hum a tune and that's wondrous. But when we do conscious humming, where we are actually, developing even a short 5-minute practice a day, with just breathing and humming. And that is such a powerful, powerful modality to release stress.
We're going to tell you about some physiological benefits of the hum. But as long as we're on the topic, just when we talk about humming, we're not actually talking about humming zippity-doo-dah or whatever. But we're talking about taking a nice, slow, deep breath, and then humming on a single tone. Like that, and doing that repeated. That actually may be the key for a lot of people when they say, what are you talking about, conscious humming? Well, we're talking about, first of all, just doing one particular tone. And we'll tell you why in a minute, but that actually, people go, oh, I kind of now get it. Because when people begin to do that, coupled with not only the deep breathing, and then we like to put intention on to the sound, it becomes a profoundly powerful tool.
And in fact, Dr. George, we would like to share some of the physiological benefits that occur when we are actually doing conscious humming. The oxygen in our cells is increased, our blood pressure and our heart rate is lowered. There's an increased level of melatonin. And melatonin is that hormone that regulates our sleep. Now, one of the other beautiful hormones that is released is oxytocin, and that is the trust hormone.
Ah.
And when people are humming, there is a sense of a lot of, you know, there's that self-soothing aspect of humming. But even without that, when you are humming either by yourself or with someone else, oxytocin is emitted and you just feel a deep sense of trust.
And you get lowered blood pressure and heart rate on pharmaceutical levels, which is incredible. So if somebody is stressed out and they just take a nice deep breath, and then they do a and they do this a few times, you will actually get a reduction in heart rate and blood pressure that is quite extraordinary. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful tool, Andy.
But there's been a lot of research recently done on nitric oxide being emitted when we are specifically humming, conscious humming.
And indeed, nitric oxide, as you are well aware, was among other things, it's a vasodilator, which means when you make this sound and nitric oxide is released, or there are other ways of releasing nitric oxide, it basically helps make your circulatory system, among other things, more fluid. And one of the, shall we say, more important discoveries that seems really particularly profound right now is that nitric oxide is an antiviral agent. And therefore, through humming, you can get much more nitric oxide being generated in your nasal passageways. And in fact, there's about 15 times as much nitric oxide that is generated as when you normally breathe. And in fact, this is about the level of nitric oxide that has been used in experiments by Mass General Hospital when they've been trying to treat people for certain imbalances, viral imbalances that are going now, so that it's quite an incredible thing. As a, you know, I know in your profession that you've dealt with people who have sinusitis.
Exactly.
And I've had numerous emails from people who have used antibiotics and whatnot for sinusitis with no effect. They started humming and they had immediate response. It's quite incredible.
It is. Now, we're going to run a hard break. So let's take our second break and think about that, because I think this is the future of medicine. It's not drugs. It's us. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living a Solution. We're speaking with Andy and Jonathan Goldman. You know, this is such a calming and relaxing conversation because it just makes you slow down, take stock. You know, when you're living with intention and everything you do has a meaning behind it, it really does make you think about everything you do. It's not knee-jerk. It's not emotion-driven. It seems to be like it's everything you do has a purpose. And I think that's what sometimes I think we get lost in that, where we don't have a purpose. Seems like we don't have a purpose as a society anymore. And it's just being led by the nose, whatever emotional issue buffets you this way or that. And this helps me feel like people can be centered. And if they know who they are, they feel comfortable in who they are, or they can somehow release fear and anxiety, which I think is probably one of the most toxic things that people deal with, because it turns off their brains, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And through humming, you're totally right, Dr. George. You get that sense of inner peace, really. And you can feel an enormous amount of anxiety or stress, you know, just being alive in our current culture. And if you just, when you're feeling like that, just take some nice deep breaths and begin to hum, within literally seconds, you will begin to feel calm, energy permeating your body, your mind, and your spirit. And one of the things that I had wanted to share with our audience is that, you know, we've been talking about pharmaceuticals and, you know, the ability of using our voice in terms of our own inner empowerment. And we have got a beautiful quote on the back of our book, The Humming Effect. a beautiful quote written by Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is the best-selling author of a book called The Biology of Belief. Once again, that intention coming in. But this is what he says about the humming effect. I highly recommend the humming effect for all those impacted by the stress of the modern world. It is a powerful, and this is what I love, it is a powerful non-pharmaceutical prescription for self-healing that has only positive side effects, such as harmony, health, and happiness. And so we have that tool right in our own bodies to shift and change.
That empowerment, I think, is what gives people a sense of peace and purpose. There's nothing like feeling that you're powerless. I think that's one of the things that is driving us in the wrong direction. And that insecurity, I think it manifests as so many things: disease, anger, disharmony, just a breaking apart of society. And if everybody takes personal responsibility and know that they can and actually achieve something, I think that would change a lot of the energy that we're confronted with, don't you?
Oh my goodness. Well, we can only applaud what you just said. And one of the key elements is on a level, taking back our own power. And once again, working with sound, and something we'd like to bring in for a moment. It's done in conjunction with our own self-created sounds. And it's this concept of heart-brain coherence. And this has been, shall we say, stimulated by something called heart math. But basic bottom line is we begin to breathe slowly and deeply. And at the same time, get into a, shall we say, a visualization or a state of gratitude and appreciation. It is that slow and that powerful. And what happens is that you get, among other things, increased heart rate variability. And you also, normally our electromagnetic field, there's a field being generated by our brain. There's a field being generated by our heart. When they are in coherence, when they are locked in synchrony together, when they are in dance together, when they are in harmony, this field is anywhere from 50 to 500, even 5,000 times greater. And then when you work with sound, this field becomes even amplified more, which is why in the different spiritual traditions on the planet, prayers and meditations are vocalized. They're whispered, chanted, spoken, sung, but they're vocalized. That's because sound amplifies the power of our prayers and meditations and helps focus it. Then again, that's simple and yet that profound.
Wow. I really understand it now. And from the standpoint of the cell and the body, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that this sound permeates the entire body to a cellular and to a DNA level. Is it because our bodies are really energy? You know, every cell is a battery essentially, and everything works in harmony and is energetically based. Is that the reason that sound is so important and how it keeps the body healthy?
Well, totally. And listen, I want to give you a quote from the New York Times, February 8th, 1988. I remember that. And this is a quote from the New York Times science section. And it was talking about ultrasound, but could just have easily been talking about audible sound. It's this: sound shaped into dazzling tool can make, break, or rearrange molecular structure. And if you can literally rearrange molecular structure with sound, then the healing capabilities are incredible. They are impossible in terms of the things that cannot be done.
And so we are these vibratory beings.
These vibratory dynamos.
Right. And in fact, we often say that we are all unique vibratory beings, and we're being, receiving and giving out vibrations constantly, because yes, we are these bodies of energy and frequencies, and it just to be able to make a sound such as a hum can be such a valuable tool to have. But I want to go back, Dr. George, to the beginning of our conversation as well. Jonathan was talking about the two different ways that we actually experience sound, and that was vibroacoustically and psychoacoustically. Now, psychoacoustically is when the sound goes into our ears and we are listening. We're listening to particular music or different sounds that were created for healing. The other way that we experience sound is vibroacoustically, and that is where the sound goes directly into our bodies at a cellular level. And so that energy, that body of energy, those frequencies throughout our body, when we are using our own voice, such as through humming, we have found that that is the most powerful vibroacoustic sound that can actually be put into our bodies.
Well, listen, can we play a game for a second?
Yes.
Gotta do this.
Oh, this is fun.
Okay, so Dr. George, you have to be my partner in this, because I'm going to ask you, please, when we hum, mm-hmm. from our perspective, there are really no, if you like, caveats or anything like that, except that you need to keep your lips closed, because if you open your mouth, then it's not a hum. So I would like you to keep your lips closed and just do this one. You may know this one. I don't know. Begin to hum and then pinch your nostrils shut. Would you do that for a moment?
Okay. It stops.
Right.
You cannot hum if your nostrils are shut. So therefore, it is particularly dealing with the nasal cavities, what more powerful sound could be created than the hum, particularly in terms of vibroacoustically resonating your nasal cavities, and whether the sound is going up through the sphenoid bone into the brain, or going down into your chest, and you can project it there. But literally, as soon as you open your mouth, the sound starts going out of your mouth, and that's great. But at the same time, when you just are humming, it's totally being encased within yourself.
And it's almost like when we are humming, it's like giving ourselves an internal massage. And of course, it does start in the nasal cavity, and we can then project that hum to different parts of our body. But what a gift we've all been given here.
A free gift, an easy gift that you can use anytime. And, I know that you're a psychotherapist. So are you seeing people coming into your practice and working with you who are looking for an alternative to the medication? Because I just don't see how that's working for people. It just seems like they're on more and more, but they're not better.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my goodness, Dr. George, that is so very true. And that's why when we're doing interviews, I always love to read that quote that this is a non-pharmaceutical,
yeah.
a beautiful thing. And people are looking, they're looking for stress relief. They're looking to be able to, our current culture, which we know is just filled with so much anxiety, and people do think, oh, I can just pop a pill and it will all go away. Well, maybe it might go away for a little while, but it will come back. Now, when we're working with our own voice, that gives us the power to continue humming for as long as we want until we actually feel better. And when we even do, sometimes Jonathan and I, we have obviously do a humming practice every day, but sometimes even if you can spend a minute or 2 minutes each day or before you go to bed at night and hum, that's going to have beautiful effects over time. Mm-hmm. And the more that you do that, the more relaxed, the more you're going to be able to handle that anxiety when it comes up and that stress when it comes up.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, this reminds me when we come back, I have a cat, everybody knows that, but I noticed that cats, this is kind of similar when they purr, they do it to soothe themselves. They do it to heal. They do it in a way that's medicinal to them. And it sounds like it's something that the animal kingdom has adopted that we need to be a lot more, have a lot more facility with. So on that note, let's take our last break.
Oh, wait a second. Real quick. Just want to tell you that the humming of cats has been found to actually accelerate the healings of bones.
Wow. For humans?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Also, on that note, let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Jonathan and Andy Goldman. And, you know, I love the fact that we're all connected. It doesn't matter. Animal kingdom, human kingdom, we're connected. And it's time that we learn how to communicate with each other. And if what you described is as powerful as it is, imagine if people would start coming together and augmenting that power. Like by voicing it, you're saying it amplifies it. So imagine 2 and 3 people coming together to do that, or a city or a country or world, or what you're going to do on your 20th annual Sound Healing Day, how that just multiplies the actual resonance and power. It's amazing.
And believe it or not, this stuff has been scientifically measured. There's something called the Global Consciousness Project that was initially created by a man by the name of Roger Nelson out of Princeton. And it's actually wonderful. And I'm not going to go into details, but they're able to basically do measurements of global events. And they measure it through either random number generators. And there are also other people who are doing it through working with checking out what is called the Schumann resonance, which is the electromagnetic field of our planet. But yes, indeed, this has been proven. When humans can get together and do this type of thing, positive meditations, soundings, etc., that acts of violence and whatnot decrease measurably. So it's really profound and it's real.
And what we would love to do, Dr. George, let us know if this would be appropriate for our audience, but we'd like to guide our audience through a brief humming experience so that they can themselves begin to actually feel, hey, wait a minute, this really does work.
Oh, I think that'd be wonderful. Please do that.
Okay, so, well, you know, normally we would do this for 5 minutes or 3 minutes. We're not. We're just going to work with 3 hums. And now I've had really advanced meditators and sound healers go, well, what are you going to do with 3 hums? And all of a sudden, at the end, they go, oh my goodness, well, I really felt that, etc. So we're just going to work with 3 hums. And I guess the only instructions we would have to have are,
well, this is, of course, a conscious humming experience. And so what we're going to do is ask whoever is listening and wants to join in to take a couple of nice deep breaths, a couple of those diaphragmatic breaths way down deep in our belly, because this will allow our bodies to support our sound. It'll allow our bodies to relax. And then we'll go into humming 3 times. So,
yeah, and the only other thing, if they're driving in the car, keep your eyes on the road. If not, close your eyes when you do this, because we can feel it better. And also check yourself out before you make the hum so that if you feel any changes, you'll notice it. And we'll do 3 of these hums together. Just check yourself out and then see if you notice any difference.
So,
does that feel good?
Yeah, okay. So let's take a nice deep breath. And just release anything that we don't need right now with that And now we will do a series of 3 hums.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
And one more. Be in silence for just a second or two to let those shifts and changes occur.
The silence is so important. Silence, if you like, is the yin to the yang of sound. And it's really the place where the shifts and changes occur. And we'd all also like to say that there is no note that is preferable for humming, just whatever feels comfortable for you. We did what felt comfortable for us, and we want everybody, when they hum, to do whatever feels good for them. How do you feel?
Relaxed, centered, energized, actually.
Lovely, lovely. And you know, it's interesting. I want to sort of reiterate that little bit of silence that we, you know, really encourage people when they have done. Well, we did three hums, so that wasn't very many. But I noticed that even after the third hum, I was wanting to continue to do even more. Oh, yeah. But then that little moment of silence is almost where we listen within, and that inner wisdom begins to really speak to us. And right. So that yeah. silence.
And when we do a little bit more of, shall we say, advanced work, we'll do this hum and then we'll put an intention or a purpose for the sound. Do we want to calm down? Do we have a headache and we want to take care of that, or a stomach ache, or do we want to basically give ourselves X, Y, or Z? And we can do that. That is really the next key to conscious humming, is putting a positive intention for the purpose of the hum.
That makes you actually have to look inward. I mean, it's not like you're getting stimulation from an outward source when this happens, because you really have to pay attention to what your body feels and then how it feels after you've made this this intervention. It just puts a whole different consciousness on you, right? So do people feel like they're more centered? Do they feel less buffeted by what people are telling them from outside in? Seems to me like they'd be more resistant to feeling bad about themselves or powerless or whatever the thing is that's keeping them boxed in. Seems like it wouldn't be as powerful a force.
Absolutely. And in fact, when we are feeling more at peace within ourselves, when we are feeling more relaxed, we are going to feel better about the way that we do handle those stressors that come into our life and those moments of anxiety. But the key is really to feel that sense of inner peace, I want to say, inner balance, that feeling of being relaxed. We just are simply more open to being able to handle our world and whatever comes at us. But that is an important key, and we can get there through humming.
You know, what strikes me about what you just said, it's so powerful. It doesn't involve something that's material. Right? Yeah. It's not about your job, your money, your relationships. It's your inner connection. And I think it's with the divine. It's with God. And if you can listen, take a step back, shut off the outside world and recenter, rebalance, that's wealth, in my opinion. That's health. Nobody can take that from you.
Well, you know, it's interesting as you say this, we keep getting back to the hum, but the more we investigated it, the more extraordinary it seemed. And indeed, in the Hindu tradition, it's said that the original sound of creation was what they call pranava, the humming of prana, the energy, the humming of energy. And they had to give it a name, so they called it om. So the om, which a lot of people work with in yoga and stuff like that, actually came from the hum. And we perceive indeed that on a scientific level, that rather than there being an original big bang, there was actually a cosmic hum.
Could be, possibly. But, you know, one of the things that I want to mention also is that when we were writing our book, and of course, you know, humming, everybody can hum, and they're thinking, why are these people writing a book on humming? And so what we did, Dr. George, the whole first chapter of our book is nothing but peer-reviewed scientific research that really shows how the humming, utilizing our own voice through humming, can really have so many physiological benefits. And of course, those physiological benefits extend out to the emotional balance benefits, to that connection, that body, mind, and spirit wholeness.
And we have a whole chapter on something which I think is going to, in the future, be found to be profoundly powerful. And this is the idea of using self-created sound for neurogenesis. That is the, if you like, new neural synaptic connections in the brain through basically the sound going into the brain and then making these little, if you like, vibrations, and may be very, very powerful for particularly people with all sorts of head injuries, brain trauma, et cetera, et cetera. We've had a lot of anecdotal information about this. And as someone once said to us, the plural of anecdote is data. So I look forward to in the future when this is actually validated by medicine. But until then, what do you got to lose?
Well, you know, I can speak to that to a degree because we send patients for hyperbaric treatment, which is a super therapeutic oxygen.
Right.
And if you can increase the oxygen tension in your body, increase blood flow, then you're going to bring new channels, new nerve pathways, new either enhance or sometimes encourage new pathways. That makes perfect sense from a physiological level, biological level. And, you know, I hate that time goes so quickly, but I like to end on the note because what you're talking about, as I said before, is the future of medicine, future of healthcare. This is it. And nobody has to stand in your way. It's a matter of you taking your power. And I noticed on your website, people need to go again to healingsounds.com, that you have correspondence courses, that you have people can teach themselves. And also you have seminars, don't you?
We do all sorts of things because our purpose here is to empower the people on our planet to use sound. I'm a Grammy nominee. I've got all these award-winning recordings. I'm a musician too. But we want to empower as many people as possible with the ability of using their own sound for healing.
Oh, and Dr. George, this has been such a blessing to be able to share all of this with your audience. And we really, really thank you for the opportunity.
No, it's my pleasure. It's a blessing to me and to my listeners. So in the final seconds we have, how can people reach you again?
Okay, they can go to our website, healingsounds.com, and sounds is plural, and they can get free downloads. They can get all kinds of articles and information. And we also have many different healing tools, such as tuning forks and recordings and books, all kinds of things on our website. And also for World Sound Healing Day, which is coming up February 14th, which we invite all of our listeners to participate in, they can find out information about that at worldsoundhealingday.org.
Because we like to say, we heal the planet.
We heal ourselves.
We heal ourselves.
And we heal the planet.
We can make a difference and we have a choice.
I love that. And we're going to choose life and love. That's the future. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on. I enjoyed our show. I look forward to having you come back anytime you want. And if you have any new information, you're welcome always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to everyone.
Blessings to both of you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk Events.